mic and transmit audio were short at the ground in the control head. They should have gone right from the mic jack to the ribbon cable, and it was short at the ground. So I switched the control heads, which let me, I was able to get the radio, and when I plug the mic in, it doesn't transmit anymore like it was before, but it still wasn't recognizing it as the when I plug the programming cable in. I don't know if there's a way you can lock that out in software. Maybe it was only set up to only be programmed from the rear end. Maybe that's what's going on, but there was another issue of mine where the power connector would, if you move it, it would shut off the radio, so that one's definitely in rough shape, but Tom doesn't have any ears, and the other issue is that the, or not really issue, but it is the low power version, not the higher power version.